be here and to see you and to worship the Lord with you. Praise team did a wonderful job this morning leading in worship. Thank you so much for that.
Okay, 弟兄姐妹大家好，早安。我们很高兴今天有我们的崇拜的团队。
This morning we're going to look at the passage Matthew chapter 3 verses 1 through 17. Matthew 3, 1 through 17.
今天早上我要跟大家一起来看马太福音第三章第一到第十七节。
And in the English congregation as well as when I speak in here, we're starting a new study on the life of Jesus.
在英语堂跟在这边我现在开始讲一系列的信息。
We're going to look at Jesus' life, his miracles, his parables.
我们要看耶稣的他的生命他的事工跟他的比喻。
We're going to look at his prayers, his times of forgiveness, his death, as well as his resurrection.
我们一起来看他到地上来他的死跟他的复活。
I want us to experience Jesus.
我希望我们大家可以来一起经历耶稣基督。
And this is a wonderful time where we can actually sit under the words of our Savior Jesus Christ and we can all learn from Him.
现在是一个很好的时刻，我们可以坐在主的脚前一起来学习。
This morning we're going to begin this series by looking at the presentation of the King.
我们今天来看看怎么样呈现我们的王。
And the theme is that repentance brings forgiveness.
今天我们主要看的是悔改会在神里面会带来我们的赦免。
The best restaurants do not have to advertise.
最好的餐厅不需要去做广告的。
If the food and the service are good, people will come back again and bring their friends.
如果食物跟服务是很好的话，大家都会自动的回来，而且会带他们的朋友来。
And pretty soon the restaurant will be crowded with people.
很快的，餐厅里面会有许多许多的人。
There's a Hall of Fame, Yankee baseball catcher named Yogi Berra.
上了名人录的洋基棒球队的捕手他的名字叫 Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra said that his favorite restaurant is so crowded.That nobody goes there anymore.
他曾经说过，他最喜欢的餐厅现在变得太挤了，甚至没有人想要去了。
If there's fresh spiritual food and loving people and a sense of God's presence in our church, people will come back and they will invite their friends.
如果我们教会有新鲜的属灵粮食，有爱心的人，和让人感觉到神在这个地方的话，人们会自愿的愿意来我们教会。
So if you do have friends.With some of you, I doubt. But if you do have friends,
如果你有朋友的话，我想你们中当中有些人可能连朋友都没有。但是如果你们有的话
，I want you to bring them back next Sunday with you.
我希望你们可以把他们带来我们教会。
This morning we will see that God is at work in John the Baptizer's life.
今天我们要看一下约翰，神在约翰身上所做的工。
Is God at work in your life?
神在你身上在做工吗？
Do we have a right heart attitude toward God?
我们在神面前对他有对的心吗？
When God is speaking to us, are we listening?
当神在对我们说话的时候，我们在听吗？
Has there ever been a time in your life when God was silent?
你是否在你一生中曾经历过神安静不作声吗？
Did he seem far away?
你是不是觉得他非常的遥远？
Was it a confusing time where you sensed there was a broken relationship between you and God?
你是不是感觉到你跟神的关系破裂的时候你觉得你的生命很混乱吗？
In Israel's history, there was a prophetic silence.
在以色列历史当中，曾经有一段时期没有神的预言。
There was 400 years between the time God spoke through the prophet Malachi in 400 BC and John, who was the last Old Testament prophet who preached to Israel.
在旧约里面最后的一位先知马拉基，到新约中的最后一个先知约翰中间四百年中神没有说话。
This morning we will look at John the prophet, and we'll look first of all at John's message in verses 1 through 3 of Matthew, and Brother Paul will read those verses for us.
今天我们先来看一下关于先知施洗约翰这一段是在马太福音三章一到三节，我可以来读。那时有施洗约翰出来在犹太的旷野传道，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。这人就是先知以赛亚所说的，他说在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
John the Baptist appears prominently in the beginning of all four Gospels.
在四福音书里面开始的时候，施洗约翰都是出现的很突出的一位人物。
In Matthew, he's the first person to appearwhen the public of Jesus' ministry is recounted.
在马太福音里，当形容到耶稣开始他公开的事工的时候，他总是第一位出现的人物。
And John is an important, immensely important historical figure.
施洗约翰是一位太重要的历史人物了。
Because he is the link between God's saving activity in the Old Testament and the saving activity of Jesus Christ in his ministry in the New Testament.
特别是因为他是连接神在旧约里救恩的行动和在新约中耶稣的救恩。
Jesus will say of him, among those born of women, there is not one risen anyone greater than John the Baptist.
当耶稣提到约翰的时候，他说凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。
Luke informs us of John's background in Luke chapter 1.
路加福音里面第一章里，路加告诉我们关于施洗约翰的背景。
John was born during the time of Tiberius Caesar.
施洗约翰是在希律当王的时候出生的。
And he was also born to pious parents, both of the priestly line.
他有虔诚的父母，是祭司家的后代。
He was filled with the Spirit of God from birth, and he preached the Word of God.
他从生下来就被圣灵充满，同时也宣扬神的话。
Those are pretty good credentials.
这应该算是一个很好的履历表。
Prior to his public ministry, John lived for a period of time in the desert.
在他还没开始他公开的事工之前，施洗约翰在旷野里过了一段日子。
Sometime after AD 26, he made his public appearance to Israel, preaching in the desert of Judea.
大约在公元后26年，他开始在以色列公开的出现。在犹大旷野的沙漠地宣扬神的话。
And God had used the desert to cleanse his people for 40 years during the Exodus from Egypt.
神曾经在出埃及地的时候用40年时间在沙漠里来洁净以色列人。
The desert would be the last place I would want to go to start a ministry.
沙漠应该是最后一个让人想到要开始一个事工的地方。
But John the Baptist had one central message.
但是施洗约翰要传的东西信息是什么呢？
Which he urgently called the people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. The kingdom of heaven is near.
他非常迫切地呼吁人们要悔改，因为天国近了。
Repentance in the Old Testament always calls for a change of a person's attitude toward God.
在旧约里面，悔改一定是一个人对神态度的改变。
It would impact a person's actions as well as their overall direction in life.
然后他们行为就会改变，最后人生命的方向也就改变了。
External signs of repentance included confession of sin, prayers of remorse, and abandonment of sin.
悔改的外在表现迹象都会包括有认罪、为罪自责的祷告，然后会远离罪行。
John is the one who was foretold by Isaiah.Who was privileged to prepare the way of the Lord's arrival for his kingdom.
施洗约翰是以赛亚曾经预言了会来为主耶稣基督要来和他国度铺路的那一位。
He says, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight paths for him.
这段经文说在旷野里有人声喊着说预备主的道修直他的路。
He calls for his people to get ready.
他呼吁人们要把自己先预备好。
To prepare their heart and their life.
就是预备自己的心跟自己的生命。
For the arrival of the coming one who was the king who was going to offer them the kingdom of heaven.
为了迎接那要来的君王和他要把天国带来给以色列的子民们。
Let's look at John's appearance in verse 4.
我们来看一下施洗约翰的出现在第四节。这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
Like his message, John's appearance, especially his food and his clothing, stirred up recollections, pictures of Elijah.
就像他的信息，施洗约翰的出现，特别是他的衣装和食物，让人会想起旧约里面所记载的以利亚的图像。
Like Elijah, John appears in the desert wearing garments made of camel hair and a leather belt around his waist.
就像以利亚，施洗约翰在旷野里面出现的时候穿的是骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带。
In 2 Kings 1:8, we have a description of Elijah.
在列王记下第一章第八节里面有形容以利亚。
They replied, he was a man with a garment of hair and with leather belt around his waist, and the king said, this was Elijah, the Tishbite.
他们回答说他身穿毛衣，腰束皮带。
And John's food was locust and wild honey.
施洗约翰吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
And this was not unusual for people who were living in the desert.
这在旷野里面并不算是不寻常的食物。
It even makes tofu sound good to me.
吃蝗虫野蜜使我想到说即使吃豆腐可能比那个更好。
The locusts are very important food for many areas of the world.
蝗虫在世界上很多荒凉的地方是很好的一种食物。
They're a ready source of protein and were abundant even in the most desolate areas of the desert.
它们是一个很容易找到蛋白质的来源甚至在最荒凉的地方都找得到。
And they're often collected and dried and ground into flour.
他们通常把这些蝗虫抓了来晒干了，然后把它磨成粉。
John's diet of locusts and honey from wild bees supplied him with a crude but fairly balanced diet.
约翰吃的蝗虫和野蜜给他的虽然是粗糙的食物，但是是很平衡的食物。
I was on vacation this week.
我这个礼拜去度假。
And we were at an all-inclusive hotel.
我们是去了一个度假的一个旅馆。
A balanced diet is breakfast, lunch, dinner. That's balanced.
我们所吃的很平衡的食物就是早餐、午餐跟晚餐。
Many Jews were awaiting the Messiah's coming.
很多犹太人在那时候正在等候弥赛亚的来临。
No wonder then the remarkable response to John's of the people to John.
怪不得人们对约翰的反应是很不寻常的。
God again begins to talk to his people through the last Old Testament prophet.
他们感觉到神再次借着先知向他的子民说话。
Let's look at John's baptism in verses 5 and 6.
那我们先来看看约翰的施洗在第五到第六节里面。那时耶路撒冷和犹太全地并约旦河一带地方的人都出去到约翰那里。承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
So the response to John's call to repentance is dramatic, and crowds came to him from the city of Jerusalem, from Judea, and from the region of the Jordan River Valley.
对约翰的呼喊的反应是很戏剧化的，有一大群的人从耶路撒冷、犹太全地和约旦河流域地带出来迎接他。
John's baptism was similar to, but distinct from other forms of baptism in Israel at that time.
约翰的施洗与当时不同形式的施洗有些相似的地方，但却是又有截然不同的地方。
It accompanied repentance and confession of sin, so it was symbolic of purification.
这里的施洗需要包括有悔改跟认罪，同时也预表是洁净的。
Now the...It was in contrast to forms of baptism such as the Pharisees had, they were highly structured and they had regular and they had repeated washings over and over again.
但是跟法利赛人所做的施洗，他们做施洗是很有组织的，而且要洗许多次的。来比较的话， 约翰的施洗是一次的洗。
John's baptism was a one-time baptism.
它是只是一次的施洗。
And it did have some similarity to the proselyte one-time baptism.
这有点像外邦人叛依犹太教时那个时候的一次的施洗。
The proselytes were those who were Gentiles who wanted to become part of the Jewish faith.
就是那些外邦人，他们想要变成像犹太人一样，他们要叛依犹太教那些人，他们所需要受的洗礼。
So John was baptizing Jews instead of Gentiles into the being followers of Jesus Christ.
但是这里所提到的是施洗约翰，他要施洗的这些人是犹太人，不是外邦人。
John's baptism called for a personal commitment to God's new activity within Israel. His baptism called for a personal commitment to God's new activity in Israel.
约翰这里的施洗是要他们对神在以色列新的作为要做个人的委身。
It became a backdrop to Jesus' and his followers' practice of baptism, as well as the early church's baptism.
这就后来成为了耶稣跟他门徒们洗礼的方式，跟后来早期教会开始有洗礼的这个方式。
Second point here, we're going to see John the preacher.
我们现在要来看一下约翰这位宣教者。
We'll look at verses 7 through 10.
我们要看从第七节到第十二节。约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。我要用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗，他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子放在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
John was giving his listeners a choice.
约翰在这里给他的听他的那些人有一个选择。
And here we see he's giving the religious leaders a warning.
那同时也是给当时的宗教领袖一个警告。
A young army recruit turned up his nose at the meal of stew and complained to his sergeant, "Don't I have a choice here?"
有一个刚入伍的年轻小伙子看到军队给他食物非常不满意，就向士官抱怨，为什么我没有别的选择呢？
Certainly, the sergeant said to recruit, you can take it or you can leave it.
士官的回答说，爱吃就吃，不吃拉倒。
Mothers, have you ever said that to your children? Take it or leave it?
你有没有跟你们小孩说过同样的话？
Among the crowds who went out to hear John was some of the religious leadership, including Pharisees and Sadducees.
在这些出去听约翰的人群中，有一些人是宗教的领袖，包括法利赛人和撒都该人。
John sees their hypocrisy and he has very harsh words for them, calling them a brood of vipers.
约翰看穿了他们的伪善，对他们说了很重的话，他称他们为毒蛇的种类。
And this is a clear reference to a dozen or so small dangerous snakes that can emerge from a mother snake.
这是指到好几种从母蛇出来的好十几种很危险的小蛇。
Then John clarifies what will occur at the coming of the kingdom.
约翰在这里更说明神国降临时候将要发生的事情。
It will bring wrath upon those who do not repent.
不悔改的人会面对神的震怒。
And it will be inaugurated or begun by the coming one's baptism by the Holy Spirit and the fire of his wrath.
当那位当来的来到的时候，他在受圣灵之洗之后，神的震怒就要到来。
And as we will see, those who respond to John's message and repent will escape God's wrath.
那些对约翰所传的信息有反应的人会免去神的震怒。
But just like today, it has to do with an individual's response to God.
但就像今天一样，一定要是个人对神所做的反应。
Your religious heritage will not help.
一个人宗教或者是他种族所遗留下来传统是没有用处的。
Someone has said it's better to be saddened by a most depressing truth than to be deluded by the happiest lie.
有人说过，令人忧伤不中听的真理，好过让你很开心但是会受欺骗的谎言。
Furthermore, repentance must be proven as being real through the fruit of one's life.
甚至悔改需要由我们生命中所结的果子来证明。
Talk is cheap, and hypocrisy is real.
我们说的很容易，伪善才是真的。
And John will not tolerate any religious game playing, simply to gain a following.
约翰不能容忍在玩宗教游戏，为了招人来跟随他。
And the real evidence of an inner spiritual life is always the fruit that is exhibited by the external life.
人内心真实的属灵情况，从来都是从外表生命所结的果子出来彰显出来。
And the identifying mark of a living tree is the fruit that it bears.
有生命的树会从它所结出的果子让人看得清清楚楚。
Then we have to ask ourselves the question, what kind of fruit do we bear in our lives?
那我们需要问我们自己，到底我们所生出的是哪种果子？
There's no family background or baptism or church attendance that provides forgiveness of sins.
没有任何家庭背景、洗礼或甚至参加教会能使我们的罪得赦免。
There's three kinds of people in this world today.
今天在这个世上有三类的人。
They're the outsiders, those who reject Jesus Christ as God and Savior.
有在外圈的人，那些公开拒绝耶稣是神，是救世主的。
And then there's the genuine Christians who walk in the Spirit of God and draw from God's grace to live their lives.
第二种是在内圈的人，他们是真正的信徒，靠着神的灵带领，从神的恩典支取力量，过信心生活的人。
Then there's what I call the tweeners, those who look in the Christian faith, but are really not believers.
第三类是我称为中间派，没有下定决心的人。他们知道有关基督徒的信心，但不是信徒，因为他们没有在听到救恩和得到救恩之间，他们在这中间徘徊。
Because they're located somewhere between their claim of faith and them actually having faith.
他们在听到救恩跟真正的得到救恩这中间在徘徊。
They don't reject God openly, but He's not the Lord of their lives.
他们并不公开拒绝神，但是神又不是他们生命的主。
Which one of these groups are you in this morning?
你今天是属于这三类中的哪一类？
We need to search our hearts and seek the Lord God in heaven.
我们需要查验一下我们的心，来寻求在天上的神。
And then the coming Messiah, verses 11 and 12.
然后我们来看一下弥赛亚的到来，在11到12节。我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他用圣灵与火给你们施洗，他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，用糠把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
Now here we get to the core of John's ministry.
现在我们要到约翰事工他那个最中心的那一点。
He points ahead and beyond himself to another person.
他要把我们指向他后面的那位。
John has a very powerful place in God's history of salvation.
约翰在神的计划当中扮演一个很强而有力的角色。
But he knows it's only preparatory for the main event.
但是他也知道他来只是要预备将来要发生事情来做预备的。
Calling the nations to repentance is not the main issue.
呼吁以色列人要悔改不是重点。
The main event is the appearance of one who will actually offer salvation or offer the kingdom, offer Israel the God's kingdom on earth.
最重要的是耶稣，他要来把神国带给以色列民。
John declares the time of this baptism is near.
约翰宣称这位受洗的礼，这受洗的礼已经近了。
And here Matthew draws from a common experience to his listeners.
他用一个当时听起来听他道的人很熟悉的一个东西来宣告。
He declares that the coming Messiah already has a winning fork in his hand.
这位要来的弥赛亚手中已拿着斧子。
The harvest is ready to begin.
收割就要开始了。
And at the end of the harvest, the farmer brought the harvested wheat into the threshing floor.
收割季节结束了之后，农夫会把收成的麦子带到麦场上。
And then he would, And this threshing floor was a stone or was hard ground, and it had a little wall around.
麦场或者是石头地或者是泥巴地。
And they would take the chaff wheat and they would take the winnowing fork and throw it up into the air.
那他会拿着一个很大的草耙麦子会抛在空中。
And then the wind would blow the chaff away and the good wheat would then fall onto the threshing floor.
轻的麦皮就被风吹走，剩下的就是好的麦子会留在地上。
And the wheat then was stored into a granary.
麦子就会存在谷仓里。
And there it would be grounded up and made for bread.
然后就被磨成面粉做面包用。
But the chaff would be raked into piles and it was burned.
但是麦皮就被拨在一堆，会被烧掉。
And the impact of this message must, for his audience must have been profound because when those who gathered had mixed motives.
这个信息对他的听众影响一定非常的深远，因为他们大家来的原因都不一样。
John was drawing a line in Israel as he intended to test the hearts of those who were listening.
约翰在以色列中间画了一条线就是为了要试一试那些听了 的人他们的心。
Those who came out to hear him with impure motives even now were being warned by the Messiah that the judgment was coming.
那些出来听他讲但却存心不良的人会受到警告，说弥赛亚会审判他们。
And that judgment would ultimately be eternal judgment.
而且这个审判是永远的。
And those who would come out to hear him with sincere motives of repentance and confession would be prepared for the coming of the Messiah.
但是那些出来诚心的想要听他说话的，关于悔改和认罪的道理的。
And those who would repent would form the nucleus of those who would receive the expected one's gracious ministry in their lives.
会为将要来到的弥赛亚和圣灵的浇灌把自己先预备好。
And thirdly, we're going to look at John's presentation of the king, verses 13 through 17.
我们现在要来看一下约翰呈现这位国王是怎么样的情况，是从13到17节。当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰要受他的洗，约翰想要拦阻他，我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？耶稣回答说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义或是礼。于是约翰许了他，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Years ago, a heavyweight boxing champion, Muhammad Ali was flying on a plane from Washington, D.C. to New York.
许多年前，重量级拳王穆罕默德·阿里坐飞机从华盛顿 D.C. 要到纽约。
The flight attendant saw that he didn't have his seat belt on.
空中小姐发现他没有系安全带。
So she said to Muhammad Ali, I see that you need to fasten your seatbelt.
所以他对阿里说，你需要系安全带。
Of course, Muhammad Ali said, I'm the greatest. I don't need a seatbelt.
阿里说，我是最伟大的拳王，我不需要系安全带。
And she said, there may be a little turbulence. I think you need to put your seatbelt on.
空中小姐对他说，我们飞机可能会碰到乱流，我想你还是系好安全带吧。
And Ali said, I'm Superman. Superman don't need a seatbelt.
阿里说我是超人，超人不需要系安全带。
And the flight attendant said, Superman don't need an airplane either. You better buckle up.
空中小姐说，超人不需要坐飞机，你立刻系上你的安全带。
You see, I think Ali thought he was Superman.
阿里自认他自己是一位超人。
Today we're going to look at the only person who deserves to be called Superman, and that is Jesus Christ.
但是今天我们唯一值得被称为超人的是耶稣基督。
He is the real Superman.
他是真的超人。
He's the real man of steel.
他是一位真的铁人。
Today we're going to catch a fresh experience of his greatness.
今天我们要来捕捉一点他伟大的经历。
We're going to sit in on his baptism.
我们来观察他的受洗。
And you hear what John has to say about Jesus.
来，我们也来听一下到底约翰如何提起耶稣的施洗。
We'll hear what God the Father says about Jesus.
我们也会听到神如何称他的儿子耶稣基督。
And we're going to talk about his message should change our lives.
我们要谈一下这段信息应该怎么样改变我们的生命。
What an unlikely figure.
多么不寻常的人物。
I mean, John had prepared us for a powerful figure coming. Light of the Holy Spirit and the judgment of fire.
约翰已经为我们预备了一个很有能力的人物，他充满了圣灵的能力和火焰的审判。
We might have expected this coming one to arrive in Jerusalem.
我们通常可能会期望那位要来的会从耶路撒冷来。
He would have reclaimed the throne of David and reclaimed the temple of Solomon.
他会重新坐上大卫的宝座和所罗门王的圣殿。
Perhaps he would have come out of the desert as a military conqueror like the ancient warrior David.
或者他会从旷野出来的军事，像旷野出来的得胜者，就像这个当时的大卫王一样。
Instead, Matthew simply says, when Jesus arrived from Galilee, when Jesus arrived from Galilee.
马太却简单的说，耶稣从加利利而来。
He comes from a solitary figure from the insignificant agricultural region of Galilee.
加利利是一个不显眼的一个农村，他就这样一个人悄悄的出现。
But even so, John knows Jesus' identity as the one who will be bringing the messianic baptism.
约翰认出耶稣的身份是要带来弥赛亚洗礼的那一位。
He said, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me?
约翰说，我需要你帮我施洗，你竟然要我替你施行。
This is the powerful one who is going to inaugurate or begin the kingdom that John has been proclaiming.
这一位是要从天国带来最伟大的那位，就是约翰宣告的那位。
Only at Jesus' insistence, let it be so, does John agree to baptize Jesus.
只有耶稣坚持之下，约翰才同意帮他施洗。
Because it is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
耶稣说，我们本当尽诸般的礼仪。
God's saving activity prophesied throughout the Old Testament is now being fulfilled in the inauguration of Jesus' ministry, which will end up or culminate in his death on the cross.
神在旧约里面关于救恩的预言，就要在耶稣开始他的事工的时候要得应验，然后最终他要死在十字架上。
So why would the expected Messiah want to be baptized by John the Baptist, his forerunner?
那为什么大家都在期待着弥赛亚要他的先锋为他施洗呢？
This public baptism provides a concrete agreement between John's ministry and Jesus' ministry.
公开的洗礼让我们确定了约翰和耶稣事工的一致性。
Moreover, Jesus goes into the waters of baptism.Identifies with his people and their need.
甚且当耶稣进入施洗的水里的时候，他能体恤他子民的需要。
He identifies with you and me as sinful humanity that he has come to save.
他能连续他要来拯救的罪恶的人性。
Leon Morris paints a very graphic picture for us.
梁马利斯画出一幅很形象的图画。
He says Jesus might well have been up there in front, standing with John, calling on sinners to repent.
其实耶稣是可以像约翰一样站在面前呼吁罪人来悔改的。
Instead, he was down there with the sinners, affirming his solidarity with them, making himself one of them, and the process of salvation that he would in due time accomplish.
但是他却在下面与罪人在一起，肯定他跟罪人站在同一个战线。
There was a story in the news about a 16-year-old boy named Mark Bussey.
在报纸里面有一个关于16岁叫马可·布西学生的故事。
He had an inoperable form of lung cancer.
他有一个不能开刀的一种肺癌。
On top of that, his chemotherapy treatments made him lose all of his hair.
化疗让他变成了一个光头。
He was very self-conscious about going back to school.
所以他去学校的时候，他很自卑。
So all of his buddies decided to shave their heads in support for Mark.
所以他的朋友为了表示他们的支持，都把自己的头给剃光了。
It was their way of saying we love you, we identify with you, we support you.
他们用这个方式来表示我们爱你，我们认同你，我们也支持你。
Jesus was saying the very same thing to us when he came forward to be baptized.
耶稣当他前来施洗的时候也是一样。
He was saying, I love you, I identify with you, I support you, and your desire to be close to my Father.
他在说，我爱你，我认同你，我支持你，想要靠近神的那个渴望。
Jesus now will bring the fulfillment of the ministry that John began.
耶稣现在要完成约翰开始的事工。
He is the more powerful one to whom John was pointing.
他是那位约翰所指出来更伟大的那位。
He would fulfill the hope of righteousness as the Davidic king and the righteous servant.
他成就了义的盼望，就像大卫和公义的仆人。
But more importantly, he is also Emmanuel, God with us.
但是更重要的，他是以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
And Jesus is also the one who will save his people from their sins.
而且耶稣他来为了要把他的子民从罪中救出来。
He identifies with the very people he has come to save.
他要认同他所要救的子民。
Therefore, Jesus will now receive the anointing of the Spirit and the confirmation of the Father to accomplish this great messianic mission that he was called for.
因此耶稣要接受圣灵的恩膏和神的确认，是他来成全弥赛亚的任务。
During his baptism, he has a threefold revelation.
他在他施洗的时候，他经历了三重的启示。
He sees the heavens open.
他看见天开了。
He sees the Spirit come down upon him as if it were a dove.
他看见神的灵好像鸽子降在他的身上。
And he hears the voice of his Father in heaven calling him his beloved Son.
他也听到神的声音说他是我的爱子。
Number one, Jesus comes up out of the water, the heaven was opened.
当耶稣从水中上来的时候，天开了。
This is like a divine passive where it hints that God himself is the one that's opening up the communication gates from heaven to reveal something that's absolutely awesome.
这个就像他在告诉我们说，神自己开天国通信的门，要显明这一件惊天动地的事情。
Then Jesus saw the Spirit of God descending on him, as if it was a dove lighting on him.
耶稣就看见了神的灵像鸽子一样从天而降在他身上。
I don't believe the Spirit actually takes the form of a dove, but it's some visible manifestation indicating the descent of the Spirit of God on the Son of Man.
那当然，这里指的不是说圣灵下来是鸽子啊，而是说有一个可以看见的形象来表明圣灵确实降临在耶稣的身上。
Then with the arrival of the prophetic figure John the Baptist with the descent of the Spirit of the anointed Messiah and the voice of the Father, God is resuming direct communication with his people.
借着施洗约翰这位先知，圣灵降在受膏的弥赛亚和父神的声音，神又与人恢复直接的对话。
This voice gives a dual pronouncement of Jesus' identity and nature, and his nature.
这声音给我们两个对于耶稣的身份和本质的双重宣告。
And the Father actually quotes two passages in Psalm 7. It says, "This is my Son whom I love." And in Isaiah 42:1, it says, "And in Him I am well pleased."
在旧约里面有两个有关弥赛亚的信息。第一个是在诗篇第二篇第七节，这是我的爱子，和以赛亚书42章第一节，我心里所喜悦的。
See, Jesus is the divine Son as well as the suffering servant.
他是爱子跟受难的仆人。
And the Father placed into his hands, his beloved Son's hands, the mission of the servant to bring salvation to all nations.
天父要把他完成的仆人的任务交在他爱子的手里，要把救赎带给天下的人。
And this is prophesied in Isaiah chapter 42.
这个是在以赛亚书42章里面有说提到的预言。
And through the anointing of the Spirit, the Father formally inaugurates Jesus into his public ministry as his unique Son.
借着圣灵的恩膏，天父正式的开启了耶稣神独生爱子公开的事工。
And this Son is the triumphant messianic king as well as the humble servant.
他是那位得胜的弥赛亚君王，但是又是一位谦卑的君王。
By way of application, John did not live the American dream.
我们先来讨论一下应用，我们怎么样应用？约翰并不是活在美国的梦。
He was faithful to his calling rather than successful as the world defines success.
他忠于神给他的呼召，而不是追求世上所定义的成功。
To be honest, many of us want both, don't we?
老实说，我们当中许多人是想两者都要。
We want the comfort of material blessings as well as spiritual fulfillment.
我们想要舒适和物质的祝福。而同时要属灵的成就感。
But sometimes there's risk involved in our service for Jesus Christ.
但是有时我们服侍神的时候会有一些冒险。
Ministry is not always popular, it's not always easy, and it's not always fun.
事工本身有时候不一定是很受人欢迎，或者是容易的，或者是很有意思的。
Although I do try to have as much fun as I possibly can.
那当然我会尝试的说让我们大家能够有更多的有趣的服侍方式。
In this life, there's not always a happy ending to our service and our ministry for Christ.
在我们这一生为神所做的服侍不一定是有很好的结局。
If you recall, even in John's life, at the end of his ministry, he had some doubts about his ministry.
我们大家如果仔细的来思考，约翰他生命结束之前，他确实对他渐渐衰微的事工产生一些怀疑。
You know, we too are sometimes called to difficult tasks.
有时候神也会呼召我们去做一些困难的事工。
We may even have doubts about God's plan for our lives.
有的时候我们甚至会怀疑神在我们生命中有的计划。
Maybe the Lord's ministry for you is to care for an aging parent.
可能神要你做的事工是要照顾你年老的父母们。
To care for a disabled child or a loved one.
或者有残障的孩子或者心爱的人。
Maybe your spouse is disabled or has a disabling disease.
或者你的配偶是有残障的或者是有使人衰退的那种疾病。
God knows your very difficult calling, and He asks you to persevere in your ministry of love.
神知道他对你的呼召是困难的，但是他会跟你说，叫你坚持你所爱的人的这些事工。
And I believe God will always sustain you in your time of need.
神会在你需要的时候来支撑你。
God has spoken to us in creation.
神在创世的时候已经跟我们说话。
He has spoken to us in His Word.
神也借着他的话已经与我们说话。
He has spoken to us through His Spirit.
神也已经借着圣灵与我们说话。
He has spoken to us through prayer.
神也借着祷告和我们说话。
He has spoken to us through His church.
神也借着教会与我们说话。
God is no longer silent.
神不再沉默。
When God speaks to you, He wants you to listen to follow His leading.
当神向你说话的时候，你会专心听吗？你会跟随吗？
Do you have a right heart toward God?
你在神面前有一个对的心吗？
Have you surrendered your life to the King of all creation?
你已经把你的生命降服在创造万物宇宙的王吗？
May God bless us today.
希望神来祝福我们。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, Lord, we thank you so much for this time where we can actually look at the beginning of our Savior's ministry.
我们的天父，我们感谢你今天能够看到我们来救赎我们的主他的事工。
When we experience Jesus Christ and His teaching, may it change our lives.
当我们经历到他在我们身上所做的，他希望我们的生命能够得到改变。
May we seek to follow His example in all our ways.
求神帮助我们来跟随我们主的榜样。
May we seek, Lord, to love you even more as we get to know our Savior in a deeper and a richer way.
求主帮助我们能够经历耶稣基督，能够更深的来认识他。
I thank you for our people today.
我为我们教会所有弟兄姐妹来感谢你。
I know in our church, Lord, we have many needs.
我知道说在我们教会里面我们有许许多的需要。
There are those of us, Lord, who are struggling in many ways.
我们当中有许多人有很多的这个挑战。
We pray for Brother Sun Ping and his family.
我们特别为宋平跟他的家人。
For Xiao Wei as she struggles to be there at the side of her husband.
也为小薇祷告她需要在她先生旁边来帮助她，来支持她。
I thank you for our people and love that they have shown to this family.
我们也谢谢我们弟兄姐妹在这件事情上来表现他们的爱。
I pray our church will truly be known as a church that exhibits the love of our Savior Jesus Christ.
我为我们教会祷告，希望我们教会会真的成为一个爱神的人。
I pray our church will be a church that teaches and preaches the Word of God.
我也希望我们教会是会传扬主话语的一个教会。
I pray our church, Lord, will be humble, Lord, realizing, Lord, we are nothing except by the grace of God.
我们也求神来帮助我们教会是有谦卑的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
我们谢谢Smith 牧师给我们的正道。Thank you, Pastor Smith. 我们